The Eastern Cape Liquor Board has faced much criticism since the mysterious deaths of 21 youth at the Inyobeni Tavern in East London about a week ago. The venue had not been complying with several liquor law regulations. According to board spokesperson Ngwebi Msiya, the tavern was compliant when granted its license in 2012, but that has changed.
At the time we granted the tavern a liquor license, which was in 2012, the tavern was fully compliant in terms of our requirements. What we'd normally do is that, as required by our legislation, is that one of the requirements for us to grant a liquor license is that the applicant must provide us with the plans of the establishment. We look at the plans to see if, the plan meets all the requirements in terms of the dimensions, in terms of the entrances, in terms of the demarcated areas for people to sit and drink and all that. So in terms of our records, all that was done. And at the time we approved it, it had two entrances. And it was not a double story. It was a normal single story, structure that, was meeting the requirements as I indicated. So from our end, we satisfied ourselves when we granted this liquor license. It was completely, completely compliant at that time. But now it's not compliant at all. And we agree with the municipality that it's not compliant at all. One, we were never informed about the alterations, because the requirement is that if you want to alter the original plans, you must come to us. You must inform us so that we can again approve that. But again, municipality becomes very critical here, because your alterations must in the first place be approved by the municipality as per the municipal bylaws and so on. But in terms of the Inyobeni, that was never done. So that liquor outlet is non-compliant in many respects, particularly on the alterations, which ended up actually having them, having to close the other entrance, which was initially approved. So when you go there now, there's only one entrance. So we're very, very angry, I must say. We are very, very angry as the Eastern Cape Liquor Board for what that liquor trader has done. For being so non-compliant. It's worse for, allowing young people into the establishment. That one is worse. That is why we have even laid a criminal charge against him.
Msiya explained some of the limitations the body is facing in ensuring liquor outlets and establishments are monitored regularly for compliance.
Within this municipality, we have more than 1,000 liquor outlets that we have to monitor, that we have to inspect from time to time. And we have very few liquor inspectors. So often what we will do as part of our inspection is that from time to time we receive complaints from the communities about, liquor outlets that are non-compliant. And we have to attend to those complaints immediately. So you find that most of the time we're chasing these complaints that we are receiving. For instance, I think we have only one inspector that is looking after more than 1,000 liquor outlets in Buffalo City. And over and above going back to those liquor outlets that we have already granted liquor licenses, the inspector is also expected to do what we call pre-inspection, because we receive applications all the time. So you find that there's a problem of capacity again when it comes to our inspections. If you have one inspector that has to look after these more than 1,000, but also conduct pre-inspections to ensure that those that are in the pipeline are effectively processed, and we have undertaken all the steps that need to be taken. We're having very few liquor inspectors. In total, we have 16 liquor inspectors that have to look after 7,500 liquor outlets in the province. So it makes it quite difficult to monitor to inspect these liquor outlets on a regular basis.
Despite numerous calls to close down the tavern and other liquor outlets in Scenery Park, East London, Msiya says the law must take its course, and that the board will do everything in its power to strengthen its enforcement capacity.
I think the community really are feeling very strongly that one, these liquor outlets must be moved immediately from the residential area. I think that is the sense we're getting from the, all the narratives out there. But again, you know, we must allow the law, you know, to take its course. But I mean, obviously, especially now, there will not be people want to hear something that says closing down, and you understand why, you understand the anger, you understand the frustration and all that. But we are going to do everything in our power as the Eastern Cape Liquor to ensure that this doesn't happen again, including mobilizing other stakeholders to work closely with us and so on, but strengthening our enforcement capacity as well, so that we working closely with SAPS, etc., and other law enforcement agencies in the province to ensure that really we prevent this from happening again.
Audio gathered by TimesLive video journalist Catherine White. For TimesLive Podcasts, I'm Demi Buzo.